Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitzanus Oz. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about the Constitution. We're living in Israel for more than 70 years now, and we don't have a Constitution. We'd like to understand, what is it? Should we have one? What should it include, if so? Be with us. It's going to be really interesting. Nitza, please. Yeah, a constitution, even though that we don't have a formal constitution, but we do have basic laws with the purpose of creating a certain framework in which our country can live in, exist in, that there's a certain order to things, there are relationships with clear principles between citizens and government, between the citizens themselves, meaning it's supposed to give a certain infrastructure for order, for a certain basis that connects society. But we don't have a constitution. Dr. Lightman, not only that we don't have a constitution, we have no inclination toward that. We're afraid of even starting to talk about it. Nitza. True, and this fear started from the very establishment of the State of Israel, and this is the reason for which we said, okay, let's put that aside and have basic laws. We have 13 of those that were legislated over time. They weren't all legislated at once. And really, the Jewish people, the State of Israel, the people of Israel are really sensitive to this. And because of this, no one really wants to write the Constitution. There were several suggestions over time, but none really came to be. And now we'd like to talk a bit about the State of Israel, the people of Israel, and the Constitution. We're living in a time where we all understand, it's not a secret anymore, that we're one nation, or at least we want to be one nation. It's not really working out. Meaning that we're living in the same place, but we can't really come together as a society and advance in a good way. We see that even though that we are developing in terms of technology and things like that, but we're not developing socially in any good direction towards something better, that the laws are really something that's helping us to advance towards something better. And therefore, I'd like to ask, how do you actually see the forming of a constitution that will advance the people of Israel to become a more advanced and developing society, for us to really become a society that all of us would like to see here? Dr. Lightman, we already talked about this on our previous shows, I think, that we can't determine anything because there is no adhesive, there is no connection between us. There's nothing to connect between us. Nitza, the current laws, they don't connect us. This we see in practice. It's clear that the basic laws aren't really turning us into a society. Dr. Lightman, laws are good if there is a kind of connection between people, but if there's no connection, what law can establish it? Nitza, so there are no laws that actually establish the connection between people? Dr. Lightman, right. And there can't be. We are the most egoistic nation. We're divided into many cultures and philosophies, and we can't really integrate with each other. There are so many parodies about it, about the relations between those that came from Yemen and those that came from Germany, and the North Africans and the North Americans, and who not? Not even to mention the Russians and the Israelis. It's impossible. It's impossible to altogether think that it's possible to connect people that are so far apart from each other, that are so broken, that disregard each other so much, with the great big ego that everyone has. The nation of Israel isn't like any other nation where the ego is small. Here the ego is big, and therefore anyone who's greater than his friend, his desires are greater than his. And so we have a big problem here. And so many years went by. And what we see is that maybe in 100 or 200 years, something will happen. But over this period of 80 years, there is some kind of change. And the relations between the Ashkenazians and the Sephardics, between the Eastern cultures, that among them too, there was a big separation in the past. And today, who knows that you're from Afghanistan and Pakistan, and he's from Libya and from someplace else, Nitsa. But then you have other gaps that we didn't have in the beginning, like much greater economic gaps and so on. Dr. Lightman, well, economic gaps don't really have to do with a person's ethnic origin. And I don't think that all of this can give us something good for the future. And we won't be able to bridge these gaps. We see it especially during election season. The gaps and divisions that you have there, it's hard to digest. And what's going to happen? Until life will teach us in a very strict way. Nisa, I think that we're already in pretty advanced stages in this regard. We already see non-simple states. Some say that it's a state of emergency. And this is the reason for which it's important to understand, can a constitution help us advance as a society and as a nation? And if so, how do you see it? You said that we're not connected, so no constitution talks about the connection between people. Dr. Lightman, first you have to have that, because we're a special nation, that you can't really call us a nation, because a nation is a kind of like extended clan, group, tribe that has some kind of a biological, genetical connection. And this is something that we don't have. And because we don't, therefore, we're not connected. In the past, there was the connection of love your neighbor as yourself in the days of Abraham or under Abraham. And around this principle, all those that lived in ancient Babylon and wanted to become a part of this joined under this rule. But today we have no inclination toward that. We have no Abraham to draw us toward it and oblige us to it. So everyone does what they see fit. Nitsa, can we say that love another as yourself is the basic constitution of the people of Israel? Dr. Lightman, the basic constitution according to which the Jewish people can exist is love another as yourself above all differences. And this is because we are a collection of nations. We're not one nation. And this is something that we have to take as the foundation, the basis for all the rest of the processes that we want to go through. Meaning, the basic principle of the Israeli constitution is that there is no Israeli nation before those people that are completely different and even estranged, before they understand, become aware that they come from completely different roots and that there's no connection between them, but they want to connect with each other above all differences. This is the basis for the people of Israel, even before they become a people. And afterwards, as it says, today you have become a nation, that above all differences, all rejections and the hatred and everything, we do understand that we have to connect and make a nation out of ourselves. And this nation can exist only if we draw these forces of connection and unity from nature, wanting to connect above our ego. Nitsa, above the ego that exists between us. Dr. Lightman, yes, the ego is a natural force that exists between us, Nitsa, that separates us, that causes us to criticize others and so on. Dr. Lightman, everything. Nitsa. Okay, so just to understand about love another as thyself. After we came to Israel, after we were in the diaspora, dispersed in the diaspora for many years, and we started establishing our state after we came here, and we built parliament and the laws and everything that we did in order to make a kind of state, nation out of ourselves, what did we not yet add to the existing basic laws? What basic law did we not add that maybe because of which we're not a nation yet? Dr. Lightman, we did not realize this basic law, and we don't want to acknowledge it to this day. All in all, what we wanted here is to build a haven mostly made up of socialists, revisionists, and so on, who came from Russia and wanted to build here something more successful than the Bolsheviks didn't succeed in making in Russia. That's it. And there's no correct ideology or foundation here for the people of Israel, but it's just an ingathering of exiles. Owen, so what basic law is missing, Dr. Lightman? That we're acting, operating within one law that has to unite us. And we have to learn from this force about how to connect, that love covers all crimes, like it was with Abraham, our patriarch, who actually founded the nation. We have to learn from those basic laws that Abraham set back then for all those that came to him in ancient Babylon who wanted to connect. Owen, what basic laws did he establish? Dr. Lightman, love covers all crimes, meaning that I am going to connect with everyone above all of my crimes, above my entire ego, mine, not that of others. Owen, I didn't exactly get it. Dr. Lightman, I don't like you, and I don't like her. In the best case scenario, I'm indifferent toward you. I don't care what happens to you. I don't even want to think about any of you. So I have to get education. I have to be taught. I have to get a kind of education that will bring me closer to you, so that I will want to be connected with you the same way I'm connected to myself. And I'm not exaggerating here. The way I'm connected to myself, because it's called love another as yourself. As yourself means even more than you love yourself, because surely you love yourself naturally. Oh, and why would I like to be connected with you like I am to myself? Dr. Lightman, because this is the law of nature that we live in. And in order to acknowledge this law of nature, we feel how all the opposite forces are operating on us. Oh, and I didn't understand your answer. I asked you, why would I like to be connected with you the way I'm connected with myself? You said that it's the law of nature. What law of nature? Dr. Lightman, I think we talked about this on our previous show, that in order to acknowledge, understand, perceive the good, I have to grasp the bad. As it says, the light excels from the darkness. And therefore, we have to be drawn to the good and not to be afraid of the appearance of the bad. Oh, and what does it mean to be drawn to the good, Dr. Lightman? To connection between us. Oh, and why is that good, Dr. Lightman? Because that's the general law of nature. That says that we're all connected in one system as one man in one heart, and love covers all crimes. Meaning, all the distance between us, the shatterings between us, all the forms of ego that exist and appear between us, I have to cover all of that with love. Even though that I hate, even though that I reject, Nitsa. I think that there was such an experiment in the beginning of the path that since it was clear to the leaders that there are serious gaps, because each of us came from a different place. So there was an attempt to create some one common culture for everyone with one language and everything. There was an attempt to make something more connected out of us, Dr. Lightman. Of course, by bringing a Yemenian, for example, wanting to erase their entire culture, bring the North Americans and making the same out of them. That's called one culture, one education, Nitsa. And that's not called love another as yourself, Dr. Lightman. That's called hate, not love. Love covers all crimes, meaning we have to keep all the crimes, the differences between us, and cover them with love. And all differences, they remain. Everything remains. Nitsa, so you're actually saying that the differences between us have to remain. It's not something that we have to try and erase or try to make everyone the same, Dr. Layton. To the contrary, Nitsa, so we have to keep the differences, and upon them, we have to make some kind of connection, unity. Dr. Lightman, see how it is to this day? What are we proud about today, that we became one nation? Ben-Gurion or someone was really proud, look, here in the land of Israel, we're one nation, one culture. This is a lie that destroys everything. We had to actually keep what everyone has and to respect all the differences between us. And above that, to reveal love toward someone who's different from me, and actually the difference between us is what I respect and love, and then we would understand what love is, Nitsa. Do you really see this process as something coming from the leadership, or it's a process that the nation itself went through, or what? Dr. Lightman, comes only from education, and the leadership back then, they were completely lacking education in this regard altogether. You see it today more than ever. Nitsa, meaning the results. Today we see the results. So let's put it this way. Right to ask you now. Look, the people of Israel. The Israeli leadership. Everyone's perplexed. It's pretty clear to everyone. It's not really clear where we're going, how should we get there. What would you offer us? The first thing to do, Dr. Lightman, I'd offer to start a very crucial, important, basic process called the education of the nation, Nitsa, where the basic principles, Dr. Lightman, of nature will be taught in favor and against how nature is working with us in order to teach us how to be adhered with it. Nitsa. And you're saying that only from studying the principles of nature, only from there can we start developing and understanding, Dr. Lightman, the kind of constitution we need. Nitsa. So you're saying that if these principles are unclear, it's all under question mark, then you can't build any serious plans, no strategy, no diplomacy, no nothing that can really benefit us as a nation and as a country. Dr. Lightman, true. Nitsa, why is it such a basic condition, Dr. Lightman? Because without that, we will not be a nation. And without being a nation, we will not be able to realize our unique, special, historic destiny of correcting the world. And without that, we will not be able to exist altogether as the Jewish people, in the Jewish state, in history, in the universe, and in general. The calculation with us is completely different. Nitsa, I want to ask about your vision, because leaders want a certain vision. Suppose we do what you said. We learn the principles of the laws of nature. How will this affect the structure of the country, the structure, the entire form of our existence on the political level, on every level, understanding these laws and principles? Dr. Leitman, we will know how to act with each other, toward each other. We'll know how to treat nature. We will know how to connect with the general upper force called nature. By this, we'll know, out of our behavior, how to activate it practically, in a concise way, to activate it in a good way, correct way, to the benefit of humanity, to the benefit of nature, and then for sure it will be good. And by that, we will be able to prepare reality for ourselves, for our children, grandchildren. Nitsa, will our entire infrastructure go through some kind of change as a result of this process, the systems that we have built? Dr. Leitman, everything will change, especially nature will change. It will be much more friendly. We won't feel such climate blows. Nitsa, the ecosystem will be immediately affected by it, Dr. Leitman. Yes. And also humanity will start feeling that there is something besides preparing itself for war all the time. Oh, and you talked about preparing for war. And one of the principles we talked about was that the general law of nature says that we're all connected in one system. Now you mentioned war. On the one hand, you're saying that all of us are in the system of nature, and in this big system that you call nature, all the parts in it are connected in one system, interconnected. On the other hand, you said that the nation of Israel is an example for a nation with so many differences and estrangement, that we're so divided and different. So, I want to understand, when you're saying that we're connected in one system, and on the other hand, that life shows us that we're very far from each other, Dr. Leitman, connected by the upper force, distanced by our own forces. Owen, explain, Dr. Leitman, we're in two opposite forces. By the upper force, the force of nature, we're in it, we're in nature, in one force. In terms of our relations, by our relations, we reject each other and are in the opposite system. And therefore, our situation is so problematic. Oh, and what now, Dr. Leitman? And now we're in contradiction with nature, and our life from one day to the next is only unfolding for the worse. Owen, and what do we have to do in order to make things better, Dr. Leitman? If we acknowledge that we're in one global integral nature and that our entire good fortune depends on the measure to which we identify with nature, Owen, what do you mean to identify? Dr. Leitman, to be nicely connected between us, Nitsa. So there's the upper force, there's our separating force, and there's love another as yourself. How does that work together, Dr. Leitman? Suppose, Nitsa. So what's the model at the basis of this constitution? Dr. Leitman, the basis of this model is that we don't say that at the top there is the upper force, but we at the bottom have to be as the upper force, and then you have the upper triangle and the lower triangle and a David star. Nitsa. This is interesting. But still, I'd like to understand the connection between the upper force, the force that separates us, the ego, and love another as yourself. Dr. Leitman, love another as yourself is the realization of these two forces, the upper and the lower. Dr. Leitman, yes. Because through love another as yourself, one comes to loving this upper law of love the Creator, your God. Nitza, and that's what's special about the Israeli constitution, Dr. Leitman? Yes, and not only about Israel. This is something that we have to teach all the nations. This means to be light onto the nations. This is what the nations expect, and this is why they're demanding something of us all the time. Owen, so nature created us different to begin with, so we ourselves will learn how to connect as one, even though that we're different. Dr. Leitman, yes. Owen, what's the adhesive that can do it? Dr. Leitman, the adhesive exists in the upper force that will permeate us or will permeate him, doesn't matter how we put it, but we'll connect with him, and this will be our adhesive, that this upper force will dwell between us all. Owen, practically wise, what is that? Dr. Leitman, for the power of love, for the force of connection to dwell among us. Owen, and why doesn't it dwell among us now, but the force of separation does? Dr. Leitman, you don't want it. You don't. You're not asking. Owen, we have to ask? Dr. Leitman, yes. Owen, ask for what? Dr. Leitman, for divinity to dwell among us. I know that it's a bit... Owen, it's kind of religious. Dr. Leitman, not at all. It means that the upper force of bestowal and love for it to dwell among us.
Nitza,
maybe... Okay, I'll ask. What will the Israeli constitution look like when it will be based on these three forces? Dr. Leitman, the force of love will dwell in the entire world, and on that day there will be one force that will fulfill everything. Nitza, and our country, our nation, what will it be like? Dr. Leitman, connecting all countries and nations under this love. Oh, and at the end of this process, what does humanity look like? Dr. Leitman, as one family, Owen, in which everyone's different. Dr. Leitman, yeah, like the prophet writes, and everyone's different. Owen, so what makes them one family? Dr. Leitman, the principle that we all have to support each other, precisely because we're all different. From that, you have a very rich system that's entirely based on a strong unity. Owen, unity out of diversity? Dr. Leitman, yeah? Owen, it's like the opposite. Dr. Leitman, not at all. Even the appliances, the devices that you build are built that way. This is how an atom works. Everything consists out of plus and minus, a thing and its opposite. And here it's on the human level. You understand the intensity in which you feel the richness, eternity. Owen, so in conclusion, what do we have to ask for? You said you're not asking. What do we have to ask for? Dr. Leitman, only for the connection between us to become revealed. Or another way is that you reveal that upper force for him to become revealed among us. This is what you ask for. That's it. Come and tie us together. That's it. We don't need anything else. Without you, without this force, we can't connect. We only hate each other. And with you, we'll succeed for sure. Owen, I know many people that do not believe in the higher force. Dr. Leitman, it's not a higher force. It's a force that exists in nature. We're only using the negative force. We only reject each other, or we cunningly use one another. Try to think how to draw the upper force, and you'll see how suddenly you feel that the entire world is spread before you. Oh, and so what exact force am I drawing? Dr. Leitman, the force of connection. That's all you need. By the force of connection, you get an emotional, intellectual, practical intensity, power, that there's nothing like it, and everything opens before you. First of all, eternity, and everything's possible. Dr. Leitman, thank you very, very much. Thank you, Nitza. Dr. Leitman, this is the Israeli Constitution. Thank you very much, and all the best.